Anna, I've told you time and time and time again that when I'm about to do an introduction, don't talk. That's the worst thing you can do. You don't talk when somebody's doing an introduction, and here we are live on WWGH Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, October the 3rd. We are live, Scott Spears in studio with Sean Kraft, and I know that the audience missed me.
You think?
No, I know.
I didn't get no calls.
Well, who would call you?
People call me all the time.
See, I'm looking at your mic, and it's still not working right. I don't know. You might have to switch mics here. You might have to go to a different mic.
Let me go to the
There's all kinds of trouble there. Oh, my God.
What about this one?
Hold on. I got to work on it here. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? I can't hear myself.
Talk.
Can you hear me now?
Well, I can kind of hear you. Talk.
Can you hear me?
Kind of.
Listeners, if you can hear me, give me a call. 740-333-9944.
I'm glad you know the number after all these years.
Oh, I know, right?
It only took how many years for you to learn the number?
Yeah, something's not working right.
Well, I don't know what's going on here. You know, I've been out of the office for a few days here, and I come back, and things might be a shambles here.
I guess so. Let me try the green one.
Why don't you try the green one? Because apparently we're having all kinds of trouble here. I don't know what the...
new dust bunnies.
What?
Gotta get some of these new dust things.
Dust bunnies.
Or dust stains, whatever.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a good one.
These are all jacked up, I think.
But I don't know why.
I don't know.
I don't know if somebody's been messing with the mic cables.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, it's hard to tell. We're on the air. We're live here. Give us a call if you have something to say. 740-383-9944. And we're having a tremendous time here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for G. This is good radio.
G stands for... Go and listen.
No, G stands for ghost, because we're into the month of Halloween now.
You know, I'm not a big fan of Halloween. I never was.
Oh, you ate a lot of candy when you were a child?
No, actually, I did not. Believe it or not, even though I'm a bigger sized person.
You stayed home and ate the burgers.
No, when I was a child, I never wanted to go Halloween trick-or-treating.
Because the costumes weren't correct?
No, I never got into it. It's just not a big... I'm just not a big fan of the Halloween. I don't know what it is.
But you
look... I love Christmas, though.
Yeah, but people have said many a time that you look very similar to several Halloween characters. The Kool-Aid Man.
Kool-Aid Man, Shrek.
Shrek, yeah. Pumbaa. What movie was that from?
Pumbaa.
Wasn't that the Lion King? I think it was a lion. Yeah. What is wrong with these microphones?
I don't know what's going on with them.
The microphones are haunted, folks. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm just not a big fan. I mean, are you a fan of the?
I didn't
I know
care.
How you, do you decorate your house? See, I don't even decorate my house.
Well, it's decorations, but beyond that, I really don't care.
I don't.
There are only two holidays that I think you should decorate for: Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah, I just don't decorate for any one of them. I mean, I love Christmas, but I don't decorate.
Well, because you don't do much anything that involves labor. Anything that's going to involve work, you are just not for.
That's a good ask people out there. What's their favorite holiday? Give us a call, 740-383-9944.
What's their favorite holiday?
Yeah. That'd be a nice
one. And why do you like Christmas?
I like Christmas because I like the spirit. Like when you go in the store, you hear the Christmas
You don't
music.
Like to go in stores.
Well, when I do go.
You have agoraphobia.
When I do go to the stores, matter of fact, you're right. I usually shop online. I do everything, just about everything on Amazon now from my own computer at home. But
that's not good.
No, but it's fun. But I still play Christmas music in my house and while I'm shopping. So there you go.
And what's your favorite Christmas song? Even though we're in the Halloween month, I don't know why we're talking about Christmas.
Well, it's because you asked me why I like Christmas.
No, I was talking about Halloween.
Well, my Halloween, my favorite is... Halloween song, it's the Monster Mash. I love the Monster Mash.
Well, that's an okay song.
And then I like, I know an old lady, skin and bones. Remember that one?
Well, you got to do it.
I can't remember how all it went.
Oh, you know, the next line.
And then it says,
come on.
She lives down by the old.
You're not doing the line.
What's the...
Come on, there was an old lady, all skin and bones, and then you have to do the noise.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, yeah.
And she lives down by the old graveyard.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. You know, that was a... I learned that song in school, I believe.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's got a trick ending.
I used to know how to play it on a piano, but now I can't remember how to... It's been years ago.
So, what's the topic?
Oh, tonight?
We're 5 minutes into this.
I guess a topic is, I don't know, let's see, the topic is, what's people's favorite holiday? What's yours?
You know, I don't know. I think that the holidays at the end of the year are all good. I like Christmas. I like Thanksgiving. I like New Year's. I think they're all good holidays.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a lot of celebrations.
I take in all the orphans. Because I have a lot of orphans. I don't know what that's all... Yeah, orphans.
What does that mean? There's only like four people that usually show up.
They're all orphans.
They were not.
What do you mean four people?
Okay.
No, we're not going to name names, but we'll just say that there are, you know... Well, this is a terrible topic to get into because you don't want to name people's names.
No, matter of fact, I get invited to your shindigs.
And you always show up?
Not always.
Yeah, always.
No, matter of fact, I did not show up to you last time.
It's the same group of people.
But I never showed up last time.
But it's orphanage people who don't have anywhere else to go.
I couldn't show up to the last... What's the last one? It was Labor Day?
Labor Day.
I didn't show up to that one. I didn't show up to the other one. Did you have another one you had? You had hamburgers and hot dogs too or something? What was the other one you had?
Listen, you are always there on
Memorial Day.
You're always there on Thanksgiving. You're always there on Christmas.
Usually the major holidays I show up.
Well, sure.
Christmas because I get gifts from you.
Yeah, you're very greedy. There's no doubt about that. That's true.
No, I mean,
a lot of greed.
I just like Christmas puts me in a good mood.
Because you like stuff.
No, I mean, yeah, I like stuff, but I don't just do it for stuff. People are in a happy mood, I think, some of them, during Christmas. It's just a nice...
Well, I think this year you ought to give Santa Claus a break and dress up like him.
Why would I want to dress up like Santa?
Well, because you've got the body type.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you could do Santa well.
Oh, no. We already have a rural Santa, and he lives in the North Pole.
Well, we do. I mean, I don't want to... But he needs a break every so often. What if Santa got the flu?
Well, then he probably has a backup.
You think?
It's probably his brother that backs him up.
You know, the other day I was listening to a show we did last week about the old Courtesy Inn.
Yes. And I told you about that. It used to be a strip club.
No, it wasn't a strip club. See, there you go again.
I believe it was.
Oh, my God.
It was yes, I believe it was. Anybody out there listening, give us a call. I believe it was at one time.
And then you made a statement on the air that I went out there and dropped somebody off. Like I was trying to kill somebody.
No, but I was with you. It was a friend of yours.
No, but a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take a friend of mine to the Courtesy Inn.
And, you know, do we have taxis in Marion anymore? We
went to a taxi.
We call the taxi and ask them to do it. They said they won't do it. I mean, do we have taxis in Marion anymore?
We went to a taxi that night. And I went to the taxi man. Do you remember what I said to the guy?
I think he told me to take him to the Washington Courthouse.
Well, no, I said how much. He said he couldn't drive that far.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I whispered to him because I didn't want the guy to hear this. I said, well, how much money, if I gave you this much money, could you just take him and drop him off at the, like in a field or something? What do I care?
I can't believe you would do that to your friend.
He wasn't my friend.
Oh.
You know darn well we were trying to get rid of that guy that night.
Yes, we were. Yeah.
Trying very difficult
to get rid of him. He was not a very pleasant person to be around.
I think he ended up at the Courtesy Inn.
Did he?
He never came back.
Yeah.
That was the end of him.
Flew the coop.
I don't know whatever happened to him.
I believe somebody took him back to...
But he never showed back up in my neck of the woods.
No.
No. He was terrible.
Yeah, it was...
Terrible guy.
We have some memories over the years, that's for sure.
I'd forgotten
about
that one.
That's what we could do. Instead of doing holidays, we could do memories. What is your favorite memory that you remember when you were a child? I even one time, you pulled a gun.
You don't say things like that on the air. What is wrong with you?
No, it was a fake. I mean, it was like an antique gun you had.
It was from Vietnam.
It was my father's gun.
Yeah,
it didn't even work.
No, it didn't work.
Well, yeah, but
it worked enough to get the person out of the house.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, say you're going to shoot somebody. I'm just saying
there was no bullets.
Right. So I
wouldn't have known how to fire it anyway.
Yeah, because you never even shot a gun before.
Well, I've shot a gun, but never shot an antique gun.
That's what I'm saying. It was an antique gun, and you scared the person away.
I did.
Yeah, so...
I remember as they were leaving that night, they said, thank you, Father. What a rude, rude, obnoxious person.
Yeah, you.
But
you
I tell you what, I wouldn't.
Hulk Hogan, remember Hulk Hogan?
I wouldn't have shot him, but I would have hit him with the gun. I would have.
Oh, you
would have.
You
would
have.
Sure.
I was like pistol whipped them.
I don't know. It was a shotgun.
I don't think
it's pistol.
No, I mean that's obviously you like hit him with like a.
No, I'd have cold cocked him with the thing, sure.
But remember Hulk Hogan? We called him Hulk Hogan, that man. Just like
don't you believe that there are some people in this life, and I'm not talking about kids, I'm talking about adults.
Yeah.
There are some adults in this life who don't get the point, and the only resort is to take something hard and bash them with it.
Well, violence does not...
I don't agree with violence. I'm just saying there are some of those people, few and far between, that if they don't get the point, one day you just take care of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, what do you mean take care of them? That's like you want to kill them.
No, I didn't. You don't. You kill
that's
people,
like
you
Ivan
go to
Britain.
Murder.
If you don't pay your taxes on time, I'll have you rubbed out. Remember, Eileen Britton?
She was a friend of mine. No, you don't kill anybody. You go to jail for that. I'm talking about you just give them a good smack, and then they know not to do that again.
Is that what it is?
No, that's not advisable because you'll go to jail for that. But, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes you get pushed to the end.
Yeah, you know.
You've never wanted to punch somebody?
Oh, yeah, probably over the years.
There you go.
But you know, so what is your favorite memory when you were a child?
I don't know.
I mean, you don't have to be a bad one. It could be a good one.
Well, you said favorite. I don't think that'd be a bad one.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's yours?
Mine probably, let's see here. Let me think back. Mine probably was when I didn't say when I was a child. I say I probably was older. When me and you got to meet Bea Arthur.
So your greatest moment was with me?
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, that's nice.
We had a
and
great...
And who set that up?
You set it all up.
Uh-huh.
B. Arthur, you know...
Most of the events in your life have been set up by me.
Yeah, most of them.
Most
like
of them.
New York, you know...
90%.
How many times... We've been to New York, what, three times?
Three times.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah, all three times you got to meet the celebrities.
And it was all me.
And I like doing that. I love meeting new people and...
Well...
And especially celebrities. Like
my childhood was all good.
I like to meet Shucky Green one day. Oh, Shucky Green is so hilarious.
He's a funny man.
Funny man. Yeah, I like to meet him sometime.
My childhood was all good. I didn't have a bad childhood. A lot of people did.
No, back in your day, as you know, you're a school teacher now, and we used to go over your house when the family used to play the cards, you know, when we was younger. They used to play the pinochle and all that.
Gamblers.
You gotta know when to hold them. And so, yeah, we used to play school. That was fun.
And who was the teacher?
You were.
Even though there were older kids there... I never understood until I look back on this now. I think, why were they letting the youngest person teach them?
I think I was the gym teacher or something.
Well, we know that's not correct.
Well, something like
that. What do you know about gym?
Oh, maybe I was a science teacher.
You've never even been in a gym.
Been in a gym?
Jeez.
No, I think I might have been a science teacher. Did I ever tell you, do you know the planets in order?
Not anymore.
Do you know there's a song for that?
Oh, go ahead and sing.
Well, not really a song.
Well, sing out.
It goes like this. It goes like this. This is how I learn.
Now, hold on. I'll introduce you like they do on a talk show.
Oh, go ahead.
And tonight, folks, we've got a musical performance by an up-and-coming star. What's the name of the song?
The Planets.
The Planets. Okay. And
it's
the,
not really a song,
the CD. Well, I'm doing an introduction.
Oh, go ahead.
The CD will be released on October 22nd in stores all around the country. Here is Sean Kraft singing the Planets song.
It's not really a song. This is how you remember, okay? It goes like this. It goes, my very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas.
Now, is that how the planets are or what your mother used to do every day of the week? No, she might have.
What?
Served you 9 pizzas every day of the week. Is that, I mean, I think that might not be the planets. That might be...
No. But you know what? The pea...
My very eager... Okay. But, why wouldn't you say, like, something healthy, like pears?
Well, here's the problem. Now they're saying Pluto is not
really... It's not a planet.
Yeah, so...
I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah.
Pluto's the dog on Disney.
It's a dwarf.
No, it's Pluto, the dog.
No.
Pluto is Mickey Mouse's dog.
It's not the planet.
Not the planet, but that's what the name.
Yeah.
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 Pluto.
Pluto.
So what do you know about Marian history? You were wrong...
recently. No, we got a voicemail from a lady. I hope she's out there listening. I can't remember her name, Karen or somebody. She was out there listening. She said, "Could you remember the night we was talking about we needed to find
out? We were talking about the L&K restaurants. This is what we're talking about, folks. L&K, the old L&K, the old Ludwig and Kibbe.
And we was also talking about we was going out to Red Lobster that night, remember? And we was asking
We didn't go to Red Lobster, by the way.
No, we didn't.
I got shortchanged.
No, you did. It's more expensive.
no, it wasn't.
I'm telling you what.
No, it was $6 where you took me. $6. God.
So anyway.
Cheapest meal I've ever had in my life.
So we was talking about, you know, what we should go out to eat. And she called in. She said.
That's the night I called Barbara Walters.
Yes. And she never did call back, did she?
No, she's tired.
Yeah.
She's 90.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So anyway, she called back in. We were talking about the L&K. She says, Scott, Sean is right. It's on the voicemail.
Well, there's some words you don't hear very often. The argument was there an L&K restaurant on Mount Vernon Avenue?
No, it wasn't.
Right. And that's what I was saying.
No. We was talking about there was other more besides the restaurant. We was talking about the hotel. It was included with L&K.
Well, that's fine.
There was Bucky's. Remember Bucky's?
Yeah.
Bucky's was beside the hotel.
And what about the Penny Pincher Inn?
That was behind where Aldi's.
The Penny Pincher.
Aldi's and where the Lowe's.
Does anybody remember the Penny Pincher Inn? Did anybody ever stay in the Penny Pincher, which was out on Mount Vernon Avenue?
I used to go there all the time.
You weren't at the Penny Pincher
Inn. Yes, I did.
740-383-9944. How much were the rooms at the Penny Pincher Inn?
It was like $65, if I remember
right. Oh, I don't think it was that much.
$59, maybe $49, I don't know.
I think it was like $8.
No, it's more than that.
It was called Penny Pincher.
This is not the Courtesy Inn.
Well, I don't even know if the Courtesy Inn was that much.
I don't know what the Courtesy Inn. I've never been in it.
You were there that night. I took the guy and dropped him off.
Yeah, but I've never been into the building. Like, they had the restaurant area and all that. I've never been in there.
Deadly. Deadly.
Deadly?
Deadly. They could have killed you in there.
Yeah, you're probably maybe right.
There's a lot going on in life right now. You
like
know.
What?
It's Halloween. It's the month of October.
Like I said, I'm not a big
What's your favorite candy?
Reese's Cup.
Well, see, peanut butter allergies. You can't give those out on Halloween.
You can't now?
No. A lot of kids have peanut butter allergies.
Well, they don't have to eat it.
Well, why would you give it to them?
Well, I mean, you can't please everybody in the world.
Give them all an apple.
That's like the Christmas when everybody used to get an orange.
I like that.
What?
I'd like to bring that back. At Christmas, I'm going to give everybody oranges this year.
I'm going to give everybody the banana.
Well, banana has nothing to do with Christmas.
Well, I'm going to decorate it and put a bow on it, so there you go.
Well, this year I've decided this is what people are going to get this year, whether they like it or not. They're either going to get oranges.
No.
Yep. Or they're going to get a homemade snow globe.
What? Oh, yes, a homemade you're crazy.
I'm going to be crafty.
Oh, or now you're Rosie O'Donnell now.
Are they going to
put Barbara Walters on there and made her do?
Or they're going to get a homemade ornament. That's it.
No,
that's my Christmas list this year.
Uh huh.
Because I figure that way. Because every year I have this Christmas ornament that was crocheted for me years ago.
Crocheted.
I didn't do it.
Who crocheted?
Somebody I worked with.
Oh, okay.
And she crocheted this ornament for me, and every year I put it on the tree at Christmas, and I think of her. So I'm going to make something that people will put with their Christmas stuff, and every year they'll get it out, they'll think of me.
So you're going to start crocheting?
Did you hear what I said moments ago? I said I was going to make an ornament or make a snow globe.
Okay. But you're not going to crochet the oral.
No, I don't know how to crochet.
Oh, well, I'm sure you can go online and YouTube it.
I don't want to crochet.
Well, okay.
I'm going to make an ornament, and mm-hmm. I'm going to autograph the ornament, and then give
Nobody
it to
Nobody wants your autograph.
You did.
When?
You wanted my autograph.
When? What year?
There are several people I tell you what, there are people who at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival wanted my autograph.
Who's that?
I don't know. There are people over there.
Oh, really? They came up to you and say, I want you on.
Bucyrus. You were there?
Bucky Russ, as they call it.
No. Bucyrus.
Didn't Charlie call it Bucky Rust or something?
No, it's when announcers used to come to this area outside of Marion, and they would call it Bucky Russ.
What do they call that thing on the side of the wall when you. What do they call that again? What's that word? Terminology?
Doorknob.
No. When you drive it to Bucky Russ, on the side of the building. What do they call that? There's a word for that. A painted thing.
Mural?
Yeah, why don't we have one to Marion?
Well, we ran out of money in the middle of making it.
Yeah, where is it located, by the way?
It's downtown here.
Oh, it is, but it's not done?
It's just not finished, and the guy died.
So we don't have nobody else can finish it?
I don't know. It's fine.
What's it
People
look like?
Think it's supposed to look like that.
It is? What's this? But I don't even know where it's at.
It's green.
It's green? So where's it located?
It's over by Founders Park.
Founders Park. Where the heck is Founders Park at?
Park Place.
Oh, Park Place. But it never got finished.
Why do we need a mural?
This is a, you know, why? Yeah, we should have put it. We should have put like the picture of somebody's like Charlie Evers on the wall or something. I mean, he's well known.
His picture's on the wall right here.
No, we should have put it on the wall there, or somebody that was famous from, you know, President Harding or somebody.
Don't we have enough of President Harding in this town?
Or Mary Ellen Winslow. That would have been perfect.
Mary Ellen would be fine, sure. I'd go for that.
She went all the way up to state treasurer.
But, you know, I think we've got Harding on too much. I mean, I like President Harding. I think he's fine. I've done a lot of research. I interviewed his grandson, but...
Yeah, speaking of the grandson, he's going to come out and visit the new place?
I don't know. I don't know if he's all in favor of that.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Now, what's your favorite bit of information about President Harding?
Well, it was very interesting that he finally had a child.
Jesus. Now, why would you say the best information is of his affairs on his wife?
No, I mean,
and a child out of wedlock.
Why did you say it? That was shocking because for years when I was growing up in school, nobody thought he had a child.
This isn't a current affair, Inside Edition.
You know, listen, I mean, nobody knew. Nobody knew that he had a child. So it was shocking.
Well, I don't know if he knew.
Well, yeah. So that was kind of... Because for years, I grew up in school, we knew he
didn't. Well, she said that it was his child, but nobody believed her. They never believed the women, and that's wrong.
Did they ever have a DNA test done?
Yes. Old Nan Britton. And
Carrie Phillip here in Marion, right?
Yeah, he had a couple.
Yeah.
He had a couple more, too, I'm sure.
Really?
He was a busy man.
Yeah. And then his wife...
Florence.
So he died in California in a hotel room.
She was there.
Yeah. That was interesting. What, was it room 113 or 13 or something like that? I can't remember the hotel. I saw that on a...
I feel bad that he died in a hotel room. You know, he was probably having the time of his life out there on a little trip, and his ticker gave out.
Yeah. Who's the president?
Bernie Sanders had a recent heart
issue. Yeah, he was
issue.
In the hospital. He was hospitalized. Yeah. What was going on with him?
Well, he had a blockage.
Really? So is he better now, back on the campaign?
Well, no. He's recovering. Yeah. They had to blow the blockage out of
See,
there.
See, he's too old to be the president.
Now, what is wrong with
no,
you?
No, I'm just saying he should not be the president of the United
Nobody's
States.
Nobody's too old.
He should not be the president. He's
Weren't
not
you the one who years ago said, oh, you should have a doctor who's 100 years old doing surgery on you? You want those shaky hands messing with your heart?
These old doctors, what they do is are pretty good.
I don't. An old doctor is fine. I'm talking about an old surgeon.
Well, I'm saying they have the technology now. They can use the electric hands, the automatic, you know, like the
robot
hands.
There comes a point for all of us where we don't see as well, we don't move as well, we're not as steady as we used to be.
So you really think Bernie Sanders is good for this job?
No, I'm not endorsing anybody. I'm just saying if he wants to run, he's allowed to run. I don't think that he had a little blockage. 90% of the people in this country got blocked.
I mean, frankly, I don't. The people that are running for the president right now, it's just they're not my cup of the keys. That's for sure.
Well, who do you want?
I don't know. You know, we need somebody that knows what's going on. That's for sure. You know, I mean, President Trump does do a lot of good things.
He's having his moments right now.
Yeah, he's having his moments, but he's, you know, he's brought back jobs. The unemployment rate is down right now.
It's good.
Yeah. So, but, you know, he has a lot of baggage right now going on. So hopefully that.
But why is the most important thing you remember about President Harding his philandering?
What are you harping on that for?
Well, I don't know why you brought that up. I mean,
you brought up the Harding.
You could have said VA. He created the Veterans Administration. You could have said he was the first president to own a radio. Well, you could have said he
the newspaper.
Yeah,
a newspaper.
But no, but you bring up his philandering and his child out of wedlock.
Because let me tell you why. That was shocking. When I found out he had a child, because when I was growing up and throughout the school years, I had no idea. Nobody, they would say.
Well, he didn't know.
Yeah. And when we found this out, that he had a child and he had other women on the side. I mean,
well, we've always known he had other women on the side.
It was just shocking. I mean, I understand he's done some good. He has some good things.
Why do you think so many men get women on the side?
Well, there's different reasons. I mean, it's not the same reason for everything.
What do you think President Harding's reason was?
Florence. I mean, I couldn't live with Florence.
What do you know about Florence? You know her personally or something.
No, I mean, it's just I saw some, you know, old videos and pictures, and I just.
What does that mean? I wish people could see your face. Are you saying she wasn't a good-looking woman?
Well, I'm like Charlie. I won't put her on a dollar bill or nothing, but.
Who?
Florence Harding. Harding.
What do you think? These other women were good-looking? Britain.
I'll be honest with you. The first
Carrie
lady,
Phillips?
The first lady, our hottest first lady that we have, I have
the
to say.
The hottest.
Yeah.
The hottest first lady. That's what you're going to tell us. The hottest first lady.
Well, this is a real
educational piece.
It's Melania. I mean, everybody knows Melania. She's like the.
I don't believe that's true with you. I don't believe that.
And probably number two is probably going to be have to be.
Go ahead.
Probably going to be Michelle Obama.
The last two.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm just telling you, the first ladies. I mean, of course, I wasn't around with all the other, like, I wasn't around with, like.
So the last two to you are they. See, I don't know, though, because I know you had a crush on one of the first ladies, and you're not even mentioning her.
Oh, you mean Hillary Clinton?
Yes, I do.
Well, I mean, you know, she's a lot older. I'm talking about, like.
Well, these women are going to get old.
Well, I'm just saying that the body structure right now.
Go ahead.
It's the two last ladies.
But what I'm talking about 50 years from now, when we look back on
I don't know. I'll have to see what they look like. Then I'll have to make a different comment.
You won't be around in 50 years. I'll be here doing this show by myself.
Is that right?
No, but who in your opinion, is the best looking first lady in all of time?
I'm going to have to say Melania.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I think she's one of the youngest.
She's one of the youngest, and she's one of the, you know, she actually does a lot for the children and everything in the White House, and she's really, and she does.
But who's your favorite first lady?
Hillary Clinton. She's probably my favorite.
A lot of people don't like her.
No, there's not a lot of people don't like her. I mean, I you know, there's different reasons out there, but I think she would have made a good president. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I liked the Clintons. I liked Bill Clinton when he was in office.
He philandered too.
He did, but I still liked what he did. He did a lot of good.
See, what is with all these men?
Well, I don't know. It's just they get tired of the wives.
I think they get tired of the wife.
I don't know.
Just complaining all the time.
Who knows?
I think that's wrong, though.
I don't know.
If you don't want to be with the wife, you got to divorce the wife.
It could just be the money issue thing.
The money.
I mean, Donald Trump and, I mean, let's face it. I don't think Melania's with Donald Trump because he doesn't have money. I don't know how she met him exactly because she's from another country. But, and then, you know, Stormy Daniels.
So you don't think it's true love?
I don't think so.
Do you think that Michelle?
I mean, they have a child together.
Do you think Michelle and Barack were true love?
Yeah, I do. You can tell the difference between.
What about Laura and George W. Bush?
Oh, well.
I think they were in love.
You think so?
Sure.
It could be. I don't know.
What about Bill and Hillary?
Oh, I know. He's the only president.
No, please.
I don't even say it.
Don't even say it.
I don't know.
Bill and Hillary.
They're kind of. Yeah, they are. But I don't think now. I don't think she's really.
Well, they're still married. They've got grandkids.
Yeah,
and a kid.
They're still married, but I don't think they're happily married anymore.
How do you know?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm sure she has that in the back of her mind that, hey, you know, he had an affair in the White House. I'm sure she probably just stayed with him because of the Clinton's Foundation. It probably costs more headache and more problem and more money to divorce him than it would just to eat it out and stay out. You know, they're older together. They're in their 70s. So, might as well just.
There's never been a president get divorced. Once they've been out of office.
The only person that I know was Abraham Lincoln. Remember him?
No.
Abraham Lincoln.
No. This is going to be bad.
No.
You're going to desecrate one of the great presidents of all time.
No, but we know.
No, here we go. Go ahead.
No, but we know
you've already made this show Inside Edition. I don't know why you do this. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying.
Folks, turn your radios off right now. Turn them off. He's about to say something awful.
No, I'm not going to
say about probably the man who's rated as the greatest president of all time. He's going to desecrate the man right here on the live radio airwaves.
No.
Please, 740-383-9944. What do you think? Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
Go ahead. I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
I'm not going to use that terminology. I'm just going
to. No, but I know what you're going to say.
But I'm saying there was a study and a research done saying that Abraham Lincoln.
Here we go. Brace yourself, folks.
No, no,
if you haven't heard this study, if you're on heart medication, turn the radio off. if you got a clogged artery like Bernie Sanders, please listen to this very carefully. Don't exert yourself. What he's about to say about the greatest president of all time.
No, no, no.
That's like a Surgeon General's warning I just gave everybody.
See, to me, I
go ahead.
I disagree.
If you have panics attacks, watch out. Go ahead.
See, I disagree. I don't think he is the president, greatest president of all time.
Well, it's not your opinion. You didn't make the list, and I didn't make the list.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying there was a story that the first lady wasn't really the first lady. Is that correct?
No, she was married to him.
Well, she was, but he had a partner on the side.
But a little different partner than President Harding or Bill Clinton.
Yeah, so
just say it. Go ahead.
I mean, they said he had a lover.
Well, no, you're not saying it right. Just say it.
He had a boyfriend.
There you go.
There you go. Now, I don't know. Is it true? I mean, there's been stories saying that there was, you know. So nobody really knows. Nobody was back in the days.
Maybe he was.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I mean, there is a song out there for him.
No, what's wrong with him being?
No, there's nothing. But people were shocked because they said, you know, they're calling him the greatest president of all time, which I disagree. I don't think he is, just because, you know, yes, he ended the, you know, war, you know, the Civil War and all that. But I'm just saying,
God,
who knows? But, you know,
why is that the most important thing you know about Abraham Lincoln?
What do you know? I mean, I didn't.
He was president during the Civil War. He was assassinated.
Yeah, right. He was assassinated right in the
movie theater.
Movie theater, yeah.
That's why I don't go to the movies.
No, that was the outside. That was like in the back of the days. They didn't have like a movie theater. They had like an outside.
It was a
theater.
Play.
Sorry, outside no room.
But why would you perpetrate that about Abraham Lincoln? The man is
wrong.
You.
No, I'm just saying there was a study.
Well, there was. I yes.
Got released.
Yeah, but I don't know why we have to. Who cares what the man's proclivities were?
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying. People just need to know. You know, this interesting. Like President Harding, different presidents. All the stuff comes out later on after they're long, long gone and dead, which is interesting. I think it's interesting. I mean, of course, Bill Clinton wasn't. You know, when his happened, and then, you know. I mean, just about every president has another relationship, whether it's John F. Kennedy.
Sure.
Lyndon
Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson. So it's just a president thing, I think. I think Donald Trump, who knows? We don't know if Donald Trump, Stormy Daniels.
She just got about $500,000 from the Columbus Police Department.
Yeah. She's a friend of mine. I have her autograph. Nice lady.
What does she do?
She's a movie star.
No, not a movie star.
She's a
star of bad movies.
She's
not good.
She works at a bar. Yeah.
What's her claim to fame?
She's just a model.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
No. I just don't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to, I think she should, if you want to take a job like that, good.
Well, she's good looking. Even the age that she's at right now, she's good looking.
Well, I've always said I think we should legalize all that.
What do you mean?
Well, legalize all that. Legalize all what those people do. That way you won't get in lawsuits like that. And the city won't lose $500,000.
And I guess they'd make a lot of money off of it, I guess.
Well, who cares? I mean, let people do what they want to do. As long as they're not perpetrating bad things, then whatever.
Well, I think her lawsuit was is because she got wrongful arrested. she wasn't supposed to get arrested, and they arrested her anyway.
You know, I wonder if anybody's listening to this live right now.
I don't know. What time is it?
7:34 p.m. on October the 3rd.
October the
2019. Tomorrow the weather is supposed to start to get cold.
No, is the deal.
740-383-9944. Let us know if you're out there. Go ahead.
So what did Halloween was named after? I mean, who came up with the word Halloween? I wonder. Did you ever research that?
Who came up with the word?
Yeah, the Halloween. What's? I mean, who came up with that word, Halloween? Halloween. I wonder who came up with that. Somebody saw a ghost one day, say they're going to make it Halloween on a certain day?
It's about trees in a forest that got old, and they became hollow.
You know what? Speaking of trees in a forest, remember the old J.C. Park in Marion? We'll talk about Marion history now. I used to go to that. Remember that guy used to bury himself alive? Down he, they put him down in the grave and in a tombstone and bury him. I remember that.
Why would you want to be buried alive?
I mean, he could breathe and everything.
Would you want to be buried alive?
No, I think that would. I'm claustrophobic as it is. Yeah, I'm really claustrophobic. I can't be in a tight spot. I flip out.
What is a tight spot for you? Like an elevator?
No, I mean, yeah, a small elevator would, yeah. But no, I mean, when I do the MRIs and stuff like that, oh my God, they have to give me like some kind of volume before I go on them. Yeah, because I, my nerves, I start shaking. It's weird. you think it's funny?
I do think it's funny because you're afraid you're going to have a heart attack.
Well, I they do this so I don't go into a panic attack. It's. Have you been in an MRI before?
I believe so, once.
Well, open ones don't bother me as much, but when there's the closed ones, you have to go in there like a big tunnel. That's the ones that are, I can't hardly fit. I think it's because I can't hardly fit in because I got broad shoulders.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
And when I
broad shoulders, yes. Just remember that if you got broad shoulders, watch yourself.
No, seriously, it's like you know, going in that long tube and it's too tight.
I don't know about that.
Are you claustrophobic?
No, no.
See, I'm claustrophobic, but I'm not afraid of heights. Ain't that weird?
I don't have either one of those fears.
You don't?
Nope.
So we could put you in. We could lock you in a. Casket and
why would fine. I want to be locked in a casket? No,
for
I want to be locked in
it's
a
Halloween.
Casket.
It's gonna
you
be
don't get locked in a casket.
We're gonna go look for my casket this week, and we'll have you try it and get in it, and I'll lock you in
your
there.
Casket. Well, I'd have plenty of room in there. I could probably fit a sofa and a television and all kinds of things in there.
You know, I think I'm gonna watch tonight. I think I'm gonna watch the Ghostbusters. Remember the movie?
What's Halloween?
Yes.
What's your favorite Halloween movie?
Oh, gosh. Probably Michael Myers. It's probably my...
What is that?
It's a movie. Michael Myers.
What's that about?
He goes around and kills people.
Well,
it's Halloween. I think it's a Halloween. I think he's in one of the Halloween movies, isn't he?
You don't like those Friday the 13th movies?
There are.
I never watched one.
I watched the Freddy and Jason Go to Hell. I remember that one.
No. Oh man!
I mean, do you remember that movie?
No, I don't watch those.
Oh, yeah, it's Jason and Freddy. That was boring. You know, you thought it would be scary because it's Freddy the Krueger and Jason. No,
my favorite Halloween movie is Ernest Scared Stupid.
What?
Oh, have you ever seen it?
I saw Ernest.
Oh, his Halloween movie is funny.
Really? I saw that Ernest goes to jail.
There's this troll in the movie, and he hits him with his truck. His pickup truck. And he says, "Do you want a bumper sandwich, booger lips?" Oh, it's a funny movie.
That's funny. No, you always liked Scrooge. I remember that.
Oh,
that's Christmas, yeah.
Christmas. Yeah, so there you go again.
Yeah, I forgot. I thought they had a Scrooge for Halloween, too, but I guess not. Scrooge that ruins the Halloween. That's what they should come up with.
Well, see, I like Halloween.
Hollywood will be calling me here soon.
For what?
I just came up with a new title.
What'd you do? What'd you say? I block out half the things you say.
I said, Scrooge ruins Halloween. Never mind. I just came up with something.
Scrooge ruins Halloween. Well, I'm surprised the phones aren't ringing from Hollywood already.
I know, right? I'm telling you. It'll make millions.
Scrooge is a Christmas story. It's about Tiny Tim.
You always watch that. I hated that show.
Well, I don't care about Scrooge. I care about Scrooged. with Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, yeah.
That's a good movie.
He is pretty good. He's a good actor.
What's your favorite Halloween movie, though, was the question. I said Ernest Scared Stupid.
I've never seen
that. I might come and watch that tonight.
You have it on DVD?
Oh, yeah. Oh. How about a bumper sandwich? Yeah.
I'll have to watch it sometime. Some of the...
Don't you like the Ernest movies?
Yeah, I like the Ernest. I've never seen that one. But I like some of the Tyler Perry movies.
Never seen him.
He has some of the Halloween... I think he has a Halloween one now.
I never...
He's pretty funny.
I don't watch many movies anymore.
Yeah.
Busy.
Well, I've never been in our new Marion Theater. Have you? A new one?
Not to my knowledge. You just lay in bed, though, sometimes on, like, Sunday and never get out of bed and you watch all these movies.
Yeah, I watch them right on my cell phone.
See, but I don't.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. Now, I like, well, there are television episodes that I thought were good. Halloween. Oh, and of course, Thanksgiving is WKRP with turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And then, you know, you had old Phyllis Diller do a little skit for you on that one.
Oh, on Remember Thanksgiving, yes. Yeah. Yep, yeah. Yep. Phyllis Diller and I were good friends that way.
Yeah.
And then Robert Guillaume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Benson.
Speaking of, you know what, we at work today, we talked about Robert Stack. Remember him?
I never cared for him.
We had a little conversation about Robert Stack today.
He was frightening.
Talking about Halloween, oh my goodness.
I don't know why he was such a frightening gentleman.
Well, he just had his own little, he had his own Halloween.
Now, hold on. We got to pause for station identification.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. There you go.
Oh, she must have woke up and did that for us.
You doubt?
It could be. I don't know.
Does it not sound like Barbara Walters to you?
Well, according to the studio, she never comes in there anymore.
Now, listen, my good friend, what was his name?
Tony.
Ralph. The page at ABC never said she didn't have an office.
Well, he said...
That she just hadn't been in 2 years.
Well,
if Barbara Walters wants an office, she'll have one.
Well, I'm pretty sure he said he couldn't find her direct line.
Well, she hasn't been in 2 years. They probably disconnected her phone. But she might still have an office there if she wants to come in. You don't think Barbara came into ABC? The building's named for her.
It could.
It's the Barbara Walters building.
She could be visiting every so often. Who knows?
Okay, we got to pause once again for station identification.
Oh, good.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record Rosie. I'm going to call Rosie up and see if she can do one.
Who?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, she's not even in the country anymore.
Oh, she's in the
Donald
country?
Donald Trump sent her to Mexico.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she's in Mexico right now. He didn't care for Rosie O'Donnell.
No, he used to call her.
Well, you're in love with Rosie O'Donnell. You love anything Rosie O'Donnell does.
She has a lot of good things that she's done over the years.
Like what?
You know, I
tried to choke Barbara Walters, and Barbara Walters had her blackballed off television. She did. Are you telling me she didn't?
Actually, you know what would be nice to have? To do a little skit for my show? Probably Joy Behar.
I know Joy Behar.
Yes, maybe I'll have her do my show for me.
She wouldn't do anything for you.
Oh, she would.
No, Joy's a good friend of mine, and I like Joy.
Do you have her jingle?
Well, no, I don't have a jingle with Joy, but Joy's a good lady.
Yeah. She's nice.
She's been on the station.
She has.
Twice.
Yeah, you interviewed her.
I believe twice.
Yeah, speaking of Larry King, and somebody told me...
Oh, he's ill.
Somebody told me he's going to have his head frozen.
No, I think he wants to freeze his whole body.
Oh, really?
But nobody wants him to.
Why?
Well, you want him coming back in 100 years?
They might.
Texas, are you there? No, nobody wants that.
They should do it right now, then.
Well, he's about dead.
That's what I'm saying. They might as well do it right now. That way,
I feel bad saying that because I always liked Larry King.
Well, you interviewed him.
I did interview Larry King twice. Yeah. Boy, they've all been on this show, haven't they? Joy Behar, Larry King, Phil Donahue, Jerry Springer. They all been here.
Speaking of Jerry Springer, have you seen his new show yet?
Nope.
Okay, that's good.
I just haven't seen it.
Oh, Jesus.
I got other things going on. I can't watch that garbage. I didn't like his first show.
It's actually pretty good. I saw the episode, one of the episodes. So I think he, you know, everything Jerry Springer does, I think is pretty good anyway.
I don't care.
He has a good personality.
He's okay.
He's okay.
Yeah, he had some philandering issues too when he was the mayor of Cincinnati.
Speaking of red glasses, Sally Jesse Raphael.
Who's speaking of red glasses?
No, I mean,
who was speaking of red glasses?
No, I just brought her up.
In the history of this show, who was ever speaking of red glasses?
Nobody. I just, when we talking about different you know, TV celebrities, I was thinking about Sally. It came to my mind. Sally Jesse Raphael, remember her?
Yeah, I've interviewed her too. Yeah. Put her on the list. Dick Cavett. Uh-huh.
But she
doesn't like you.
She's not doing much.
She doesn't like you.
Well,
that's the truth. And this has turned into an ugly, bitter feud, but she doesn't like you.
Well, she doesn't like Damon Zex either.
Who liked Damon Zex? Quickly tell people who Damon Zex is.
Oh, my
quickly.
Goodness. He was a, well, what? I don't even know what he was. He painted his face black and white. Yeah, black and white. And
he came on my show.
Came on your show.
And I interviewed him. And at one point, I had to nail him with some hard questions.
And then he never came back.
No. Well, because his makeup melted.
Because our room was like right now it's 100 degrees.
Well, this has been a real fascinating piece of radio history here.
Yeah. We had a lot of different topics that we covered tonight. We talked
but
you know, a little bit of it.
You smashed quite a few people.
Who?
Abraham Lincoln, President Harding, Sally Jesse Raphael.
I didn't smash him. You're the one that said I'm just saying. All I said is that Abraham Lincoln, that you know.
You pointed out their proclivities.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
Say the nice stuff.
Well, I mean, then, okay, fine. He, you know, what did he, I was in the back of the deal. I'm not making fun of him. I just heard the research, and I was asking you if you heard about it, and you said yes.
Well, of course.
That's all it was.
Well, we're going to well, what do you say? You tie a knot in this program. We're going to tie a knot in it.
Tie a knot?
It blew right by, didn't it?
It sure did.
Well, being on with me is fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I'll have to come back sometime.
I'll be here.
Oh, by the way, folks. Let me do my...
No, this is terrible.
Hold on.
This is a terrible thing. Yeah. You shouldn't do this.
Oh, yes.
No.
You don't have anybody else's show.
I did what?
You promote your shows. This is a brand new show by
me. Speaking of red glasses, go ahead.
Folks, Sunday at 4 p.m., you want to tune in to WWGH Radio because it's my very first show. I'm going to be doing it once a month. And my friend Lisa Gang is going to be on here, and we're going to have fun. We're going to have singing. We're going to give away gifts, believe it or not. Autographed CDs by famous people. So don't forget.
Well, I'll be tuned in.
Yeah, you can call in and give us some.
Well, I might be busy that day.
You think so?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right. Everybody have a great, great night.
I'm heading to the dugout.
What?
I'm heading to the dugout.
No, you're not. This is Scott Spears for This Day in Marion. Heading for the dugout. Enjoy yourself. Have a great, wonderful time and a very pleasant tomorrow.